Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is the A-Form, the latest news of the week and what it means to you. There's a lot of important news this week. And of course, Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. Are you confused about vitamins? Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. You can get supplements and vitamins and minerals personalized to your needs and your nutrition. You can take a free online assessment at mypersona.com, mypersona.com. And by the way, if you order anything there, the first time you do, put in mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, and you get 50% off. Mypersona.com, Persona Nutrition, has been our sponsor and is. Thank them for us. By the way, the news of the week, some of it, we still have bits on coronavirus. So what do we know? We know it goes through the air, and we know it goes through droplets. That means in any closed circuit system, such as you find on a plane, or such as in if you will, cruise ship, you recycle that air. And so from any one cabin to another, since viruses can go through droplets and through aerosols, you're not going to be able to filter that out. We don't filter that out. They will have to put in some new filtering systems. So someone asked me, should I take a plan on a cruise in January of 2021? So one, no from that basis, except we don't know whether it's going to come back if it goes away during the hot weather. Secondly, we don't know if we'll have a treatment that really works for it and successfully prevents deaths from it, and it's got about 5 times the death rate of the normal flu. Third, we don't know if we'll have a vaccine. Two of the 4 companies have them in animal testing. We'll know both of those answers, all 3 of those answers probably, by late October. So put a deposit down on that trip, I told the person, but make sure you can get a refundable deposit up to November 1st. She just said, you know, they're really inexpensive trips now, and that's because there still is risk with it. Will it come to the United States? Sure. It isn't locked down, I don't think, safely enough, although China has given us a lot of time, has allowed us to buy time. Best high-fiber foods for you is story number one. What do you think the best high fiber foods are? Whole wheat pasta, especially when it's cold. You can eat it in the morning. Have you ever eaten pizza in the morning? Yeah, but just make sure it's whole wheat and you're getting a great fiber. Barley, chickpeas, edamame. These are all great things. You want 24 to 28 grams of fiber at least. Yeah, and it will cause you some cramps if you get too much all at once or haven't had it in the past. And you may pass a little bit of gas as well. Lentils and split peas, berries, any berries are fine. So are pears. Artichoke hearts, again, they come with gas. Brussels sprouts, slice them very thin. Grill, fry them, not fry them, but put them on a cookie sheet and let them roast. And they're great. Chia seeds are number 10 on the list. And avocados. You don't think of avocados as having a lot of fiber, but they do. They're number 11 on the top 11 fiber foods. We already talked about the other story of booking a cruise. What's the best way of meal prep? It's to get a soup or something else, or even Brussels sprouts or broccoli, and prepare a bunch of it. Like, I get a whole mess of different veggies, and I roast them or grill them on Sunday, and then I put them in little baggies, and then each day that I want, I often have egg white omelet for dinner, and you just put the egg whites and these veggies together. You can do it, save them, the veggies, over a week. Great. Or you can do soup and put it in frozen bowls, if you will, little bowls that you freeze, and or cups that you freeze, and then bring it out. I actually do it for 2 weeks at a time. You can make that soup on Sundays or Saturdays too.
A quick nutrition break from You, the Owner's Manual. Not sure where to start with vitamins and supplements? Do they confuse you? Persona Nutrition is making your life easier. They'll do the research for you. Take the free 5-minute assessment to find out exactly what you need in terms of a supplement. Get free recommendations based on various factors, including the prescription medications you may be taking. Some medications and supplements can interact by either reducing or increasing drug efficiency. Certain medications can even deplete nutrients, which can cause deficiencies. That's why Persona cross-checks over 1,000 prescription medications and only recommends supplements that have no negative interactions with what you're taking. Persona even divides supplements into separate packs by time of day, so you can easily take energy supplements in the morning and sleep supplements at bedtime. There's an easy way to know that you're getting exactly what your body needs when your body needs it. Get your free assessment now and get 50% off your order. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen. Half off now. personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
The next story is that more sleep at night reduces daytime injury. How much, you say? Well, it turns out that not getting enough sleep, and this is based on data of over 7,500 people in the Army Special Operations Forces, and they got no more than 4 to 5 hours of sleep. When they get that much, there's a 53% greater injury risk as opposed to with 6 hours of sleep. And when they only sleep four times as much, it's almost four times the rate of injury. Get your sleep. It's really important. One of the other stories that pertains to this, if you will, what I would call craziness that we all do with sleep, we all sacrifice sleep for everything else, is, in fact, inactivity. We're seeing a lot of teens playing video games. Now, video games, good for your brain, so you want to do a little bit, but you got to get motion. It turns out that for every additional hour of sedentary time at ages 12 and 14 was associated with an 8 to 11%, say a 10% increased risk of depression at age 18. So here it is. They did studies at 12 and 14. If they had more than 6 hours of sedentary time a day, that is just sitting and watching TV at home or playing games, etc., every hour over that increased their risk of depression by 10%. Not good. Those are the main stories I wanted to go over, except for one on age bias. And the story headline was, 80 is not the new 70. What happened here? They look, and by the way, if you're 80, you can feel and function like a 45-year-old. That's the key. But they looked at people who had birthdays close to the age of 80, 77 to 79 versus 81 to 83. And the difference is that 77 is no different than 79, and 81 wasn't different than 83. But 79 was very different than 81. What are we talking about? Getting heart surgery or a stent for chest pain and getting immediate treatment if you were 70, if you were less than the actual age of 80. You're 77 to 79, you got it 50% less often than if you were 81 to 83. Same symptoms, same everything. It was just that age. There's a lot of bias in the medical community, and that's a problem. So, our major stories of the day today for you, remember, there is a lot of fruits and veggies that give you fiber. My favorite, berries, avocados, Brussels sprouts, artichokes, those are great for you. Next, coronavirus, we'll know by late October. You want to book a cruise, book it with a refund that you can get back by November 1st. Three keys, will we have treatment that prevents death? Will we have a vaccine that prevents infection? Will it be largely contained? Will it come back? next story that I wanted to make sure you remembered, don't let your kids be inactive. And the next one, remember, sleep is important. That's it for this week's You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast, the top news stories of the week, the A version in this 985A, and what it means to you. And these really are outstanding stories. I want to remind you of a couple of things. 984B, which was our guest last week, Adam Hill, Long Walk Out of the Woods, his story about his, I guess you'd call it, recovery from addiction and depression. Robert Lindhart talked about an ultrasensitive test for the dengue virus, and we went into a little bit on what testing is for viruses, especially since the coronavirus. We've said maybe we don't have accurate tests for it. That was 983B. 982 is, as I remember, was James McKenna, Safe Infant Sleep. 981, Ken Druck, one of my favorites, Raising an Aging Parent. Another one, 973B, Dr. Michael Bruce, the Sleep Doc, and David Sinclair, Lifespan, Why You Age and Why You Don't Have To. That was 968B. And of course, I think my all-time favorite of the last year, Kathy Eban, 947B. That's almost 40 ago, almost three-quarters of a year, maybe more. Kathy Eban, E-B-E-A-N, Bottle of Lies, the inside story of the generic drug boom. Remember, we'll be back next week with another new A and another new B. Tune in, and we'll tell you more about them. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. And remember, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. And I got to thank Persona. You can get vitamin packs personalized for you. Can you imagine that? Personalized. Our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. I'm chair of their scientific advisory committee, so I know how good their science is. And I take my personalized supplements from them. You can too. You can take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com. And by the way, with your first order, if you go mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, mypersona.com/Roizen, you get 50% off your first order. Order a lot, so you get a lot off. In any case, they are the sponsor. I'm proud to be sponsored by Persona Nutrition. I want to thank Joe for engineering, but especially you, our listeners. You're what motivates us to keep doing it. Thanks very much. Tell your friends about us, but thanks very much for downloading us and listening. We'll be back next week.